Here we go. Okay. Great. Hi, and welcome to today's happy hour. So, for the theme for today, I'd like to invite us to explore a theme we were exploring last week from different aspects, different dimensions, and today again from another aspect, another dimension. And that is putting down what is extra, what is not needed, what is not needed, as so that we can make more space for ease, for peace, for love, for care, for confidence, for trust, putting down what is extra. So one simile that can come up is, say, if in the summer it's already hot and you don't want to be wearing a wool coat, that is extra. It's not needed to put it down. Or the idea of wind drag, how if you, well, you're going through, we're all going through life, and it's nice to have ease, freedom. Nibbana is another word for ease, for freedom, going through life without wind drag. And when we add what is not needed, for example, hatred, extra, self-hatred, hatred of others, extra, adds wind drag, or lack of confidence. Oh, I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm not good enough. Wind drag. How about we just bow to it and gently put it down? It's not needed. So some of the invitations I'll make tonight during the guided meditation is, while if you notice what's things that are extra coming up, oh, I forgot to do blah, blah, blah. Oh, in this moment, that is extra. In this moment, it's wind drag. Let's put it down. Or, oh, I'm a terrible meditator. My mind is all over the place. I can't do this. It's wind drag. Thank you. Ah, relax, relax, soften. Allow it to drop away. Just sit. Just sit. And you might need to put down wind drag, the what is creating wind drag, this extra stuff, these extra layers, many, many, many times. Do it every time joyfully, putting it down joyfully, joyfully. So I think that's enough for framing. For now, I might say more later, but let's begin. Let's just sit. So, I want you to land in your body. Landing in your body in this moment. Arriving as best as you're able to. Inviting this body to relax, to land. In fact, let me suggest something. Raise yourself up a little bit if you're sitting, tightening as if raising your shoulders, tightening, lifting, lifting, lifting a little bit, and then drop your body, relax. Drop, and now really drop another level into your sit bones. Really taking your seat on this earth, in this body. This is your seat in this life, your unique seat. Relax into it. Inhabit it. Inhabit this seat fully. Both relaxing and sitting tall. This is your seat. Letting the lower body sink into the earth. The upper body, the torso, rise up with the breath, with integrity. You're both well-rooted into the earth, connected, deeply connected. Gravity pulling you down, enjoying sense of well-rootedness. Your chest open. Feeling uplifted, filled with breath, with air. Your chest and your abdomen. Your whole body. Spending a few minutes in your own time, feeling well-rooted. Your feet, your legs, your sit bones connected to the earth. And enlivened throughout your body with the breath. Calming, soothing, settling. Releasing, putting down whatever comes up that's extra in this moment. Sensations are just sensations. Breath is just breath. Sounds are just sounds. And thoughts could be seen as just thoughts coming and going, not getting entangled. Getting entangled. you notice any entanglement? It's extra. It's wind drag. Smilingly noticing it as that. Relaxing, softening the body. Noticing that without the entanglement, without what's extra, there's more ease, more peace. You can just sit, just be. So much easier, less tiring, less exhausting for the body, for the mind. To just sit and be. Releasing, letting go, putting down. What is extra? Entanglements, self-doubt. I can't do this. My mind's distracted. I don't like this. All the commentary. It's not needed. It's like a warm coat in the summer. Don't need to wear it. Don't need to wear it. Your heart, your mind is naturally calm. Naturally peaceful, naturally loving. The natural state is a free state. You know this. You know this deep down. Just sitting, putting down what's extra to make space for peace, for care, as self-care. Noticing if judgments are coming up. Extra, not needed. Smilingly relaxing the body, allowing this extra layer to drop off and feel the ease, space, extra space created for peace as a way to care for oneself, for yourself, for ourselves. Ah, so much more nourishing, so much more loving, such ease. Restful. The best protection we can offer ourselves. From the arrows that can cause harm, wind drag, just sit, just here. Especially when we're put down. Any enmity, any self-criticism, self-hatred, self-doubt, or judgments directed towards ourselves or others. When we put those down, especially when we release them, we make even more space for love, care for ourselves and others. In Pali, the language of the Buddha, dosa, ill will, hatred. Adosa, the opposite of ill will, hatred, is synonymous with loving kindness. So when you put any of these unhelpful, unprofitable attitudes of the mind down, release them, you're making more space for peace, for love, for friendliness. Now I would like to invite you, as a bridge between this practice on the cushion in our daily life, to do a little visualization if you would. As you feel embodied, sitting, feeling your feet, on the floor, your sit bones contacting the earth, your hands, your breath moving through your body. Bring to mind, if you would, a situation from today where there was something you were to do. Could be sending an email or washing the dishes or anything, going for a walk, whatever. But there was some wind drag in the mind, resistance, either judgment, inner judgment, I can't do this, not good enough, I don't know what to do. Doubt or external. Any situation where there was wind drag. Feeling your body, feeling your breath. As you feel into the situation where there was wind drag, I don't feel like doing this. Wind drag, wind drag. Feeling your body, what does your body feel like? With this entanglement, with this wind drag, do you notice more tightness, more fatigue, more exertion? More stress? More dukkha. And now, imagine you're putting it down. Releasing, just putting down whatever this extra winter coat is in the summer. Just putting it down and giving your heart to what needs to be done, what's calling you. And just doing it. Just being with it. No wind drag. Imagine yourself doing this. Just simply doing it. whatever it is, immersed in it, becoming one with it. Just simply immersed without resistance, without wind drag. I like to read a poem. Let it wash over you, this reflection. Let it drop in as your body is sitting embodied. Let it resonate in your heart, in your body. Poem is called In This Passing Moment. By Hogan Bays. In the presence of Sangha, in the light of Dharma, in oneness with Buddha, may my path to complete enlightenment benefit everyone. In this passing moment, karma ripens and all things come to be. I vow to choose what is. If there is cost, I choose to pay. If there is need, I choose to give. If there is pain, I choose to feel. If there is sorrow, I choose to grieve. When burning, I choose heat. When calm, I choose peace. When starving, I choose hunger. When happy, I choose joy. Whom I encounter, I choose to meet. What I shoulder, I choose to bear. When it is my death, I choose to die. Where this takes me, I choose to go. Being with what is, I respond to what is. This life is as real as a dream. The one who knows it cannot be found. And truth is not a thing. Therefore, I vow to choose this Dharma entrance gate. May all the Buddhas and wise ones Help me live this vow. When sitting, I choose to sit. When sitting, I choose to sit. That's all. for the last moments of this practice. If any thoughts are coming up of judging your practice, considering it not good enough, not worthy enough, these self-judgments, these thoughts of ill will towards yourself are extra, not needed, putting them down. Releasing, letting go. You did your best. You showed up as best as you were able to. By letting go of self-judgment of dosa, you make space for adosa. In Pali, synonymous with metta, loving kindness, the opposite of ill will. Choosing simply just this, letting the extra, letting the wind drag go in this passing moment. This passing moment, just this. Thank you all for your practice. So, for today's practice, I was weaving a few different themes, as you probably noticed. One theme was this theme of what is extra, putting down what is extra. Especially what is put down, the extra that's put down, if it is ill will, again in Pali, dosa, D-O-S-A. The opposite of that in Pali, adosa, you add an A and it becomes the opposite. Adosa is synonymous with metta. So when you put any ill will, doubt, all this extra, and especially when you put those down, making more space for peace, for ease, for love, for self-care. It's the most important protection, metta, we can offer ourselves. May I be safe? Well, may I be safe from all this extra stuff that I keep hurting myself with and hurting others with. Body can relax. The mind can relax. Another theme I wanted to bring in is the simplicity of justice with this beautiful poem called In This Passing Moment by Hogan Bays, B-A-Y-S. It's pretty easy to find for those who want to find it later. And probably Neil is going to send it to the Google Groups. Yes, thank you, Neil. The theme here is no conflict, just this. If you're sending an email, all this extra, if you're washing the dishes, just immersed with what is no conflict, no wind drag. Again, making more space. Have you noticed the days that maybe you got the same amount done as another day, but if there was a lot of wind drag, a lot of doubt, a lot of internally, externally, you're much more exhausted by the end of the day, as if you've climbed a mountain. But it's all wind drag, lack of freedom. Whereas putting down what is extra, what is not needed, and recognizing what's not needed. So I've said plenty. I would love to hear from you. What did you notice? What did you discover? You can type in chat if it's typed publicly, I'll say your name. If not, just to me, then it'll be a private reflection. I won't read out your name. You can also raise your Zoom hand. Ali says, in what you created, I got the message that the very act of choosing eliminates so much of the extra. Then begging the question, where am I not choosing? Where am I not choosing in my life? Question mark. Great. I love this context as an access to simplicity and space. Beautiful, beautifully put, Ali. Beautifully put. Yeah, I want to read this part again. That it that begs the question: where am I not choosing in my life? Where is Windrag? Where is ah? Beautiful. Thank you for offering this beautiful reflection, Ali. Well said. Other reflections, please. You're welcome to raise your hand also. Especially if you haven't spoken in a while, I'd love to hear from you. Or if you have a question, or if this was challenging or confusing, it's all okay. It's all welcome. Anthony, I see your hand. I don't see people's hand because I see a small strip, but here you are.
Yes, Nikki. Thank you. I'd like to say how much I was relating to the breath, to let go. And I just wanted to say the power of the breath, to once I connected with my breath, everything else went away, as far as my worries and my the stress and whatnot.
Thank you, Anthony. That is really powerful. That insight of connecting with the breath, really, it's as if, again, this image, I have this image of Windrag. When you're kind of riding the breath, you connect with the breath, and it's so full and it's delicious, and it's just putting down other things. What's extra can become so easy. Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. In fact, that reminds me, I got a pointer to this book called Breath by James Nestor, which I've just started to listen to. And it's about breath, about physiological, psychological research study. It's amazing, this breath. So, yeah, breath. Thank you, Anthony. So, dear ones, how about we turn to practice and community, and we'll leave some minutes on the other side when we come back from groups for reflections and maybe what comes up when you hear and hold with community. These three themes, how did they work for you? What you observed, benefiting from other people's insight and wisdom. It's always interesting, even if you feel like you have nothing to say, hang in there, just listen with metta for your own benefit and others. It's all okay. So I will create the breakout rooms. And as always, let's start by 15 seconds of metta, silent metta for one another. Just silently before you start speaking, just holding yourself, holding others with metta. And then you can say as much or as little as you want to say. Okay. Here we go. They are open and enjoy.